I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could be with us today. President Trump's travel ban has been a recurring topic here on the show for the past 2 weeks. I'm sure you remember the protests that broke out at airports around the country right after the ban went into effect. It was a dramatic show of solidarity for the people affected. Last night, a similar scene in Phoenix, Arizona, but it had nothing to do with the travel ban. The protesters in Phoenix gathered at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement office there, and they were trying to block the deportation of one woman, a mother who's lived in the U.S. for more than 20 years and whose two children are American citizens. It's a case that highlights a shift in policy under President Trump that makes more undocumented immigrants potential targets for deportation. Valeria Fernandez has been covering the story in Phoenix. So tell us a little bit about this woman, Guadalupe Garcia de Reyes. What is her story, Valeria?
She's been here pretty much all of her life. She was working at an aquatics park since 1998 for about 10 years when Maricopa County sheriff deputies raided the place looking for people working with false documents. They didn't find her there, so they went to her home and arrested her in front of her then 8-year-old son. There were repercussions to that incident back in 2008 because that created an immigration case and she was placed in deportation proceedings. Yet, back then, they were able to put a stay on her case to stop her deportation. So every year she would check in at the immigration office here in downtown Phoenix, you know, to make sure that she is still living where she says she lives and get a work permit and went on with her life until yesterday when she presented herself for the regular check-in and was held by immigration officials. Now, Marco, that's a change. Clearly is a change. We know that under the Obama administration, they didn't put people like her, the mother of U.S. citizens, as a priority for removal. But it's clear from the executive orders from President Trump now that people that have a criminal record could be a priority for removal.
Were you able to follow her to the detention center? What was going on? What did you see?
You know, there were people following her, chanting, "You're not alone," "No estás sola" in Spanish, "You're not alone." People in similar situations, Marco, undocumented immigrants showing up at this really scary place to offer her support and encouragement. And it was clear that it was a really bittersweet moment because, as she said, she was taking a stand for other people. But also, there was a very real possibility that she would be detained, that she would be deported and live a life that she had in the United States for more than 20 years.
Valeria, tell us why this case is such a big deal. Why is it getting so much attention?
This is sort of like a hidden secret in a way because people think that immigrants without a status in the country are not in connection with immigration authorities. But actually, a lot of them that are in this limbo, if you may, facing deportation proceedings and with a work permit in a similar way than the DACA youth, they actually have to go to these regular checkups. So we have no way of knowing how many went to their appointment and got deported. But what's significant about this case is that she made it public.
Reporter Valeria Fernandez in Phoenix, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Marco.
I also spoke today with Guadalupe's husband, Aaron. He's just going by his first name here because he's also undocumented. Aaron was with his wife at the ICE offices in Phoenix when she was arrested. Aaron, where does this leave you now? I mean, you must be worried about her and yourself.
Well, I'm not too much worried about myself. I'm just worried about her and my kids. What we as a parents, we think about our kids. It's not much about us. If it was only me and her, like, no problem. We just can go through Mexico and try to find out how life is over there because we don't know. But it is about our kids, about citizen kids.
What are your big concerns about your kids?
About, there is a different education in Mexico. It's not the same. It's not the same quality of life. You know, as a parent, you want the best quality of life for your kids. And if we were to go to Mexico, like, what future do they face? It's not the same opportunities, education, you know, than here.
I mean, with ICE getting more authority from Washington, I imagine we could see more cases like your wife's. Do you know other people in your community who are in similar situations?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, I know, I mean, I'm in a movement that knows a lot of people, and that's what we're fighting for. All the people that met yesterday at ICE office is a lot of people that have the same case as my wife, that they got a check-in with ICE. Now this creates a lot of fear, and a lot of people might not show up to their check-ins or appointments with ICE, fearing that they're going to be separated, like, from their families.
Sounds like there's a lot of fear right now.
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, there is a lot of fear, but we're ready to fight. We're going to fight back, and we're not going to let families get separated. I mean, we're going to fight it.
Aaron, good luck, and thanks very much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
Aaron is the husband of Guadalupe Garcia de Reyes. She was arrested yesterday during a routine appointment with immigration officials in Arizona. She now faces deportation.